With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live from the Youth Today studio at Kennesaw State University, you're listening to Watch Dogs Radio. Watch Dogs Radio is a production of the Watch Dogs program of the National Center for Fathering. For more information, go to fathers.com/watchdogs. Also brought to you in cooperation with Youth Today. Youth Today is a publication of the Center for Sustained Journalism at Kennesaw State University. If you want to know what's going on with youth today, go to youthtoday.org.
Well, good afternoon on the East Coast. Good morning on the West Coast. Welcome to Watch Dogs Radio, another of our weekly adventures into father involvement in education. I'd like to thank you for joining us. My name is Keith Shoemaker. I am live in Atlanta, and we have a great show ahead for you today. We've had a lot of things happen this week, and of course, we seem to say that every week we have a lot of things happening in the Watch Dogs program, and it is just so exciting to see what's going on with our program and what's going on with schools across this great nation and now three other nations. So we're very proud of how things are going. Well, I would like to reach out to my good friend out there at the mothership in Springdale at the Watch Dogs National Office. I sometimes neglect to say the official name of the office out there, but at the Watch Dogs National Office in Springdale, Chris Dannenauer. Chris, how are you doing today?
Keith, I'm good. It's a nice day here in Springdale, about 50 degrees and sunny. And so here in a few hours, it will be about 28 degrees, and I'll be outside at baseball practice. So I prefer this nice weather I'm enjoying right now.
Well, I'm going to make you jealous. Yesterday, I had a chance to drive down to Columbus, Georgia, for the Georgia Middle School Association conference, and when I went to the rental car agency, they only had one car out there, and it was a Jeep Wrangler, and that really made my day. So I got down there. It was 72 degrees down there. I had the top down cruising around Columbus before the conference. That's a great city, great place to be. Met some great people down there, middle school professionals, and some really great folks from the Georgia Department of Education. So very, very happy to do that.
Well, Chris, we have
a full show here. So I think I'd like to go ahead and get going if it's all right with you.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm just gonna bulldoze right ahead here, and my other co-host that I get a chance to talk to on a regular basis, my privilege to bring on the air, our executive director, Mr. Eric Snow. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, great, Keith. Really good to join you today. Great job you've been doing with the radio show. How many podcast downloads do we have so far? I'm just thinking about this as we're starting again today.
Yeah, we're in the mid 35,000s.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we do appreciate everybody that listens live and also downloads to listen later. We know there's a number of you, and we just want to encourage everybody listening to go to our Facebook page, go to the Watch Dogs official Facebook page, and post up your successes. We love to get on there every single day, it seems like, and I think I'm right about this. There's a post from somewhere in the country where, you know, a mom or a dad are posting up their favorite watchdogs and their kids, and we just love to see that. So, and that's how a lot of folks find out about our little podcast here, and also fathers.com/watchdogs, or just fathers.com. Check that out as well and see all the great things that we have up there. But I'm excited about our guest today. I mean, I really am excited. When I found out we had both these people, at one time, I thought it was kind of an embarrassment of riches, so we could have dedicated a show to either one, but I'll let you introduce them and bring them on. I just want to tell anybody listening that I'm heading down tomorrow, and you guys bragging about the weather. I'm going to Orlando, to the National Bullying Conference, and I'm looking forward to that because it's going to be typical Florida weather. Unfortunately, I get to stay there less than 24 hours. So I've got an early flight in the morning at 6 a.m., and I'll be back to Kansas City by 10:30 a.m. on Thursday morning so I can get out on the plane to Austin on Friday. I'm heading down to a celebration of families in Round Rock, Texas, which is I think they're expecting about 1,000 people down there. They've been doing it for several years. It's in Round Rock School District, a great school district for Watchdog Schools, and they've invited me to participate. I'm delivering keynote remarks Saturday morning, and then two workshops, and then back on the airplane that evening and back home because the next week, on the 6th, I'll be at Kentucky PTA and then leaving there directly and going to Crystal City, Virginia for about a week. We have a PTA board members retreat, and then something we'll talk about later on, but it's the we all go up Capitol Hill, so it's the what do we call that? LegCon, Legislative Conference. Anyway, that's what I've got going on, so I'll let you talk so you can introduce our guests and we can get them on.
Wow. Sounds like you might need to lean a little toward the window. You're kind of drifting in. I know your signal's not that that great where you're at, but I will say, you know, when you my first thought, you said you were going to Atlanta, my first thought, I almost jumped in there and said, hey, you, and I thought, yeah, that's probably not good to say that when you're going to a bullying conference.
That's true.
So, well, for those who have seen our Watchdogs training video over the last couple of years, one of the – we could even go as far as this, one of the characters that you see in that video, and one of these people that one of the many people that I've seen that video so many times, I feel like I have a personal relationship. And one of those people is School Resource Officer Mark Hall of the Logan District in Richville, Missouri, who has been a great proponent of the Watchdogs program, one of our examples to bring you on the show. Welcome to Watchdogs Radio, Officer Mark Hall.
Thank you. I'm kind of having you're kind of cutting in and out on me, so I'm kind of catching bits and pieces of what you're saying, but I appreciate the invite, Keith.
Well, it's definitely a pleasure to have you. You know, we have known you for quite a while. I've had the opportunity to talk. Fortunately, haven't had a chance to meet you yet, but we do want to at some point. But Mark, can you tell us a little bit about your perspective of Watchdogs from the perspective of a school resource officer? You know, sometimes we have a different bringing people into the school or use of volunteers, and you've just been so successful at it. Tell us a little bit about your background in Watchdogs and what you've done over the years.
Well, we started the program here in 2007, which was the first year I was hired here as the school resource officer. I retired from the Sheriff's Department in Springfield, which is the third largest city in the state. Came to work out here. First thing I noticed, a lot of our schools had all-female teachers, and certainly in this day and time, that was a concern. So I got introduced to the Watchdog program at a conference in Branson, and I was pretty impressed with it, with how it ran, and I thought it's a great opportunity to get our dads back involved in their students' education. And it's been a really, really popular program, not only among our dads, but among our staff here in Missouri. Our program right now is active in three of our schools, our primary school, our elementary school, and our upper elementary school. We've got over 200 dads in the program right now, and it seems like once I get them on at the primary school, they stay right on through till their child goes into the middle school at seventh grade, so I get about 6 or 7 years out of them. The principals just love the program. They love having the dads come in, and most importantly, the kids. The kids love having their dads come to school and be with them for the day and be a male presence in the classroom.
Well, Mark, it's Chris, and as Eric mentioned and Keith, that we've seen you quite a bit on this on our videos. So can you just kind of give us a feel of how the teachers have appreciation for this and the students, and what it does for you by knowing there could be dads maybe at the elementary campus, how it benefits you as a school resource officer having the program?
Sure. Well, we're very unique. Our school district actually has 2,200 students in it, and we cover three counties in Missouri. And I have six school buildings in the district, all of which are not joined together or even on the same campus. For example, my primary school is probably 3 miles from me. My elementary school is 2 miles the opposite direction. So we're spread out all over the place. So having the male presence there to handle any situation that could arise before I could get notified and then, of course, travel there is a big plus through the Watchdog program. Unfortunately, I can't be in five buildings at once, so it's really beneficial from that point. They can help diffuse or take care of a situation until we can get some help there if it would be needed. So that's one of the great aspects of it. Teachers like having them in because it helps them throughout the day. They actually, as I said earlier, the dads are actually a good role model for our kids. And as we all know, our society is changing, and it's changing pretty rapidly. We're seeing more and more single-parent homes where fathers aren't present. And the Watchdogs, actually, in a lot of these homes in our community are probably the only male role model these kids are getting to see. So it's really been good in that aspect, too.
Well, that's great. I think I missed something there. My connection dropped off, and I had to jump back in, so I hope I sound a little bit better. I understand I was cutting out a little bit, but so Mark, when you have a, part of our program is to have that orientation when the guys come in the morning. Can you tell us a little bit about your orientation when the guy sets foot in the building in either the primary or the elementary? Do they see anything different than a watchdog, for instance, in California or Georgia or Oregon might see?
I don't know too much as far as that actually goes. I actually let my principals, because of, again, our layout and so far to each building, I'm not able to be at each building every morning. And like I said, you know, we got it going in three schools, and with the start times pretty much the same, I can't be in the same spot. But I know my principals, I've went over that with them. The actual, you know, the pre-day, what their schedule is and so forth. And there's not been any issues there. We get them in, we get their picture taken with their kid, and they're the big hero of the day, that's for sure. I wish you could see the expressions on the kids' faces when their dad shows up. It's priceless, as they say.
Now, you said you're running the program in three of the six schools, is that right?
In three of our schools, yes. Primary school, which is our pre-K through first grade, and then at our elementary school, which is second, third, and then our upper elementary, which is fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Okay. Now, are you still serving as the top dog?
Yep, for the whole district. Yep, I sure do.
Wow. And about how many guys do you have participating district-wide?
We've got about 200 in the program this year. Actually, we probably declined just a little bit this year. Our school board felt like due to all the recent events you read about, Sandy Hook and everything, that this year, for the first time, we actually required a criminal background check on our dads. And so we started doing criminal history checks, which are voluntary, but the dads pay for it, and it was a requirement. So our numbers probably dropped just a little bit.
But you're still a pretty strong program. Know what they're charging for the background check?
We do those through the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and it's their fee. We don't make anything on it. It's $11. And what we did is we gave them, for the $11, we do the background check, and we had another sponsor sign on with us, and we're actually able to give them a volunteer T-shirt to be included in that $11. So they get the background check and a T-shirt. And then, of course, they have the option of buying the Watchdog shirt. And like I said, these guys that start younger in the program at primary level, they keep their shirt all the way through to seventh grade. So they have their choice of wearing either shirt they want.
Wow, okay. Well, that's great. And your principals have obviously backed you up on this. Now, has there been any thought about moving? Since you've been running the program for so long, when the students come out and go in, and I'm trying to, from your upper elementary, they go on to middle, or is it a junior high model?
It's a middle school.
So has there been any thought about the guys moving up into that school as well?
I've actually approached the board, actually, about that and the middle school principal, and this time they just haven't made that decision. It may occur someday.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we've seen the largest growth in middle school range, I think, this year as far as schools that are moving. And basically what it is, guys are growing up too.
Sure.
And that's what I've done. I've taken the program to the middle school. We're launching in the high school now. So that's, definitely a natural progression there. So,
right.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to add to what you've already blessed us with?
Not too much I can say, except it's a great program. I'd like to see it in every school. I think there's certainly the pros outweigh the cons, and we've certainly seen the benefits of it. I know there's been very few dads in this program that I've ran now, I guess, for 6 years, going on seven, that haven't come up to me and said, man, I could not believe how tired I was after spending the day in my kid's classroom, and I had no idea how much work it was to teach those kids. So the teachers have certainly gained a healthy respect for it.
Well, and I think from your perspective as an SRO, they also gained the importance of what your job is and supporting you in your job.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, great. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Once again, Mark Hall from Logan Rogersville School District in Rogersville, Missouri. Mark, thanks for joining us.
All right, you're welcome, sir.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, and after that, we will be right back with Watchdogs Radio. And if you are listening and you want to call in live, we might have a little something for you. So. Get ready to dial 215-383-3728. Let's take a little break.
Hey, Dad, have you ever wanted to know what my day is really like at school? Now you can find out. You can be a watchdog for a day at my school. Dog stands for Dad's a Great Student. Watchdogs are great. They greet me and my friends at the door in the morning and spend time with us in our classrooms. At lunch, at recess, and at the end of the day, they make sure we go safe. I know my education is important to you, and I would be so proud if you could come. Madison's dad has already volunteered, and he is coming back again soon. I love you, Dad.
Go to fathers.com/watchdogs.
We are
Watchdogs!
We are
Watchdogs!
We are
Watchdogs!
Ah, gotta love that. I'm looking forward to hearing another one of those, Eric, when you're down in Texas. You gonna do that again for us?
I don't know if I'll have a crowd that big for a while, but yeah, so give me a microphone, I'll do it, sure.
There you go. Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's the danger of giving you the microphone, huh? Just like me.
I don't really need one. No, I can project pretty well. So, but yeah, that was exciting. That actually took place. We have to give credit down in Leander ISD at the Cedar Park Center, where they had 2,700 moms, dads, and kids all showing up to celebrate their launch for the Watchdog program. I think I should know this. It's 23, 25 schools they have in the school district there with Watchdog programs, maybe more by now, but it was great. It happened, August, September last year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of exciting and speaking of Texas, we had some exciting news last week. We actually kind of had a little bit of a preview, or not a preview, but at least we knew what was coming, but we didn't know what it was and how great it would be. And the fact that an organization, a company as huge and massive as Microsoft, who pretty much most people that are watching or listening to this program are doing it through some sort of a Microsoft product in some way or another. It's amazing that they decided that our program was worth highlighting in one of their new ads, and one of our great Watchdogs coordinators from the great state of Texas had the opportunity to promote this for us. And I'd like to welcome Susan Drever, who is our spokesperson as far as Microsoft is concerned, to our program. Susan, how are you doing today?
Howdy. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, first of all, I want to, and I'm sure Eric has already mentioned to you when you guys were on hold, but thank you so much for what you've done for us in this this presentation. Can you tell us, and if you haven't had a chance to see this, it's a two 2-plus-minute version, and then there's also a 30-second version of this Microsoft ad. It is posted on our webpage at fathers.com/watchdogs, so you can get a chance to take a look at it. But, Susan, can you tell us, how did this come about, this great opportunity for us?
Well, I have been working with Microsoft since about 2010. They had a program where they were looking for what they called real-life stories, so how end users were actually using the product. Because a lot of times when they're in the thick of it and they're making this wonderful new feature for Word or Excel, for instance, they think they know how we're going to use it, but when it comes down to it, it's really how the people in the trenches are actually using it that makes the difference. So I joined this program, and they send me software, and I give them feedback, and they're always asking me, so how are you using this? How are you using this? Well, I really heavily have been using it with the Watchdogs program, particularly the Office 365 aspect and the Office Online and OneDrive, so that my principal and I can share schedules without me having to email everything to her. It just is right there on her computer, and I just tell her, hey, it's there, and she can pull it up, make any changes, and print the schedule for the dad. And it's just the program, the Watchdogs aspect of it really resonated with Microsoft. They thought this was a real human story, and this is what people care about. This is how we're actually using it.
Exactly. The stay-at-home mom that never gets to stay at home.
Exactly, exactly. I had to rush home today, actually. I was doing Boy Scout work, very serious Boy Scout work earlier, testing out lunch food or food for our banquet for Friday night, and had to race home because I had to do this. So I was actually gone. I wasn't home. So, yeah, I'm very rarely here.
Go ahead, Eric.
No, see, let me jump in here just a second, Susan. We want to hear more about, you know, your experience with this, and especially what's happened since this came out earlier this week, this video, what personal experiences you've had. But it's wonderful that you were the one that introduced this idea and this concept to profiling Watchdogs to Microsoft, and that you're doing such a great job organizing your program there. And it does go prove what we've been saying for a long time. Some of our very best Watchdog coordinators are moms. A lot of times people think it's dad that takes this into school, and that's just not been our experience. Many times it's a mom doing it, and it's always a mom that has already a lot on her plate. So thank you for giving them the idea. Thank you for running it so well that it looked good to them, because all Watchdog programs aren't created the same, but you're doing a great job. So what has it been like for you since this came out?
Oh, it's been fun. It's been fun. But, you know, we're a baby program, so part of it is selfish on my part because I want to use this to pump up my enrollment at my school. We just started this year. We had our launch party last May and got a bunch of dads signed up. And since we started actually having dads on campus, we've got 119 active dads.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're having a really great time, and I'm passionate about it. And this program, I keep telling everybody, it runs itself. All you have to do is follow the steps. That's all you have to do. If you do what you guys say to do, the magic works itself.
I remember your first comments on Facebook where you were kind of in that a little bit cautious stage.
Yeah.
You could read it in some of your messages. And
mm-hmm.
you know, Chris and Eric and I, you know, we were there, you know, just follow the directions.
Follow the steps. Yes. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that there's always some, well, that's not going to work at our school. You know, there's always a little bit of that. But once you take a step back and realize this is not something that we are inventing. It has been invented and it works. Let's just try it their way. And magic happened.
Well, and I want to tell you something about that, too, that we appreciate, because a number of schools, well-intentioned, will find out about the Watchdog program. We just had this happen this week. And this is not to be negative. This is just to kind of piggyback on what you're saying. You said, I heard you say, you know, they've already figured this out. Let's try it and see if it works. A lot of schools, you know that they can take the Watchdog ideas and create their own program, and they do. The problem with that is, of course, when they get to be successful and they get all these dads in there, the natural thing that's going to happen is schools in the area are going to come and ask them, what are you doing and how do you do it? And there's where it ends, because in most cases, schools are, you know, have enough time or make time to run their own program, but they just don't have the ability to train, equip other schools. So by you all keeping the Watchdog program and utilizing it, the schools that are inspired by the work that you do, that just pays it forward for us, and we can go and continue to, you know, train more schools and equip more schools. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for the great words that you say about the ease of the program. What's the biggest change you've seen since you've had all the dads come in?
Well, you know what? The kids light up. They love it. The teachers, they appreciate having the men on campus because, like Officer Hall was saying, we have three men on our campus, and, you know, that's it. So the teachers feel good knowing that there are people patrolling the halls and around the perimeter and checking to make sure all the doors are locked. They appreciate that. These kids, like you said, there's a lot of them that don't have that kind of parental interaction with their dad. They don't get that one-on-one time that they might get with a small group, even just a little reading group or a flashcard group. They don't get that at home. Maybe dad works late and didn't get home until they're in bed or whatever it is. We're changing lives, and that's what I keep telling these dads is you don't know the ripple effect that you're causing. Today, your actions today are affecting a man who's going to be a dad in 20 years.
Wow.
You
awesome.
Don't know.
Yeah, we're teaching children to be good parents.
You're growing men. You're growing people of character and, mm-hmm. and women. You know, you're growing adults who are going to contribute in a positive way.
And, you know, the remarks you made during the video were just so poignant in that way. I mean, your view on what we're doing through Watch Dogs and just through as being parents involved with our kids and other kids, I thought was just very inspiring to me. I mean, along those lines, we do have to join together. And a lot of times whenever parents come together for the benefit of kids, my personal experience, sometimes the kids are better behaved in those arenas than parents are. You know,
yeah.
We start tussling over small things, and when we can remember it is all about the kids, my kids, your kids, Keith's kids, Chris' kids, and kids of parents we don't even know that we can work together and really to support the teachers. I mean, they have proven in so many ways how dedicated they are to our kids, and they need those parents like us that want to come to school and to help them. We'll make time for that, and the kids are the beneficiaries, so we're so glad for that.
Oh, definitely.
Well, you mentioned something about parents behaving badly. Just in case you saw the video, that was not me at the basketball game on Saturday.
What video was that?
and the referee was not going to call a technical on me. But anyway.
This really happened then,
No. It was the last game of the season. What the heck?
Well,
anyway.
The state of Texas is ruling in the watchdog department with over 1,000 schools. Let's just look that up today. What's the school count, Chris?
It's 1,008, and then we probably can, you know, count some of those pre-launch too. But confirmed is 1,008.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's
wow,
crazy. And that's out of 3,800 watchdog schools in the country. So
yeah,
so
it's 38%.
Yeah,
right.
What are we doing down there that we need to get the other states involved in?
I don't know. They need to start shipping that Texas water out somewhere to the other lower 47 states, I guess.
It's that February flip-flop weather. Everybody's happier.
Yeah.
That must be it. Well, I can tell you this. There is, and I've visited a number of cities and towns and schools in Texas and had the pleasure to work with the state PTA and some other folks down there. And there is a culture down there that just permeates everything. And no surprise, it's also in the educational system where the parents' attitude seems to be, well, of course we're going to be in school. Why wouldn't we? And the educators are pretty much in line with that. I mean, we get a lot of support from the educators that are looking for ways to get parents in. And so we'll keep coming down to Texas, and we've got the National PTA Conference coming down there this June, too. So we'll be down there a few times this year.
Awesome.
Well, that's great. Well, as we kind of wind down here, Susan, you know, once again, thank you so much for what you've done for us, and thank you for joining us on Watch Dogs Radio today.
Oh, thank you for your support. I mean, you guys were awesome from the first time I called you and said, hey, I've got this little project. Thank you so much for everything you did to make it possible. It was awesome.
Well, I with Eric's permission, and I think I'll have it. I haven't asked yet. I'm going to start using that in the workshops as well and let everybody see as we're training people just how that works out. So that is great.
Yeah, wonderful. You bet.
All right.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, guys.
Well, as we wind up our edition of Watch Dogs Radio. I would like to thank our guest today, Officer Mark Hall, school resource officer from Logan Rogersville School District in Rogersville, Missouri. I also like to thank Susan Drever from she is from Austin Parkway Elementary School in Texas. And
Keith is wrapping up. Thank you for listening to Watch Dogs Radio, and we hope you enjoyed this show. Thank you so much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.